Everybody, it's your man Headcrackin'. This is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish
Nation. Today on Dish Nation, did Sarah Jessica Parker and Matthew Broderick once want a sexless marriage? We'll explain. Plus, Ava Mendez says Ryan Gosling is for her eyes only. And Keith Urban talks about his kid's first concert experience, and it wasn't at one of his shows.
And I know some days Heidi wishes there were two of me. And today we talk about some famous actors who had to play their own twin on screen with mixed reviews. Also, is Demi Lovato all up in that lady pond? Well, she wants to get there with Rihanna. Oh, yeah.
Did Harry Styles like it when his ex Taylor Swift wrote songs about him? And does Wendy Williams think he could be a woman boss with kids? We'll explain.
And we're going to explain how alcohol ruins special moments for Katy Perry and Elle Fanning. And Atlanta joins us a little later in the show. But right now, this is Dish Nation. Parker is a beautiful woman, but her husband, Matthew Broderick, said no to sex with her on multiple times.
No way.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
SJP's hot.
I'll explain.
Okay.
All right. So SJP was on the HBO series Sex and the City, of course, from 1998 to 2004, and her character Carrie had several love interests. Fig was the best. Yeah. And Matthew Broderick was offered several roles on the show, but he always turned them down, and it was because they didn't want to work together. They got married in 1997, so their relationship, really, when you look back, was still pretty new when she was doing the show. Sarah had to be vulnerable for her character, and even if Matthew just visited the set, it would trip her up. This is what she said. I'd get so nervous, like, Matthew's here, don't look at me. But I get that. Don't you think you'd be more nervous if your wife was in the room that we're working every day?
I wouldn't be comfortable if my lady was here in the studio. Like, just, I'd be like, I can't say certain things.
I get more nervous if your wife was in the room looking at me. I think she wants to shoot me.
That is absolutely true.
She wants to shoot Frank?
Yes.
Never let that woman get a gun. I'm telling all the gun licensed people out there, don't.
Well, could you ever, I don't know.
What?
I couldn't have like a romantic scene with somebody else if my lady was there.
You have to skip that.
Day. I would have to like, yeah.
I can't get excited having a romantic scene unless my lady's sitting there watching me. I'm like, yes, yeah.
That's so funny.
What a pig.
How many of those moves is the actor's or actress's choice, and how close is it to their actual moves at home?
Hmm.
You have your go-tos.
Sure.
You know.
I think I would show off. I'd be like, yeah, it's
I mean,
a scene.
Her hair that much? I mean, is this guy really a hair puller?
You mean your girl would watch that and go, who are you? You never kissed like that.
I thought your back was bad. I'm good today. I was good for that scene.
I dropped in a leave before we shot the scene.
Okay, from stars that don't want to work together to stars that don't want to post about each other. I'm talking about Ava Mendez. She explained why she won't post much about her man, obviously Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, you never see
on
anything.
Instagram.
No, never. Mm-mm.
Yeah, one of her fans was like, hey, why don't you post more pictures of Ryan? Because Ryan doesn't have an Instagram.
Oh.
So the only way to access him is through Ava. And she said, as far as Ryan, I only post flashbacks of things that are already out there, like pics from movies we did or stuff like that. My man and kids are private. That's important to me. So thanks for getting
that. I respect it.
I agree 1,000,000%.
My wife doesn't have social media.
Did you make sure of that?
Yeah, I said, that's it. There's one star in this show.
Why don't you post any pictures of your wife?
She doesn't like it. She hates it. She hates all that.
I respect
does not
that.
Want any part of it. She
and
goes,
I don't
get it.
Well, why does she hate it? I don't understand the hatred of social media. I mean, it's
just
everywhere.
Just the judgmental, the trolls, all that stuff.
Oh, you're afraid of getting trolled. But who's really going to troll her about Ryan Gosling? Seriously. I mean, he doesn't have his own Instagram.
Nobody.
So it's like, hey, post pictures of you and we want to see a nice love story in Hollywood. It seems like they've been together a while. They have kids. Are they even married?
I don't know.
See, that's what we want to know.
All right, so, you know, it's always a big deal when you go to your your first concert, right, you guys? Right,
yes.
Right, first concert?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Keith Urban shared a story about when him and Nicole Kidman took their two daughters to their first concert. They were 3 and 5 years old at the time. And Keith said, and I quote, "We took them to see Kids Bop. That thing is always around." Mm-hmm. And they were rocking out to all the cover songs. At one point, I looked over to our girls, and they were leaning over the balcony, headbanging, just going crazy. It was awesome.
Headbanging to Kids Bop.
What was your first concert?
My first concert was...
Hell, right.
First concert was like 10 years old, 11, and I saw H-Town, and that's when Knockin' the Boots just came out.
Oh,
and it was
like the hottest. Knockin' the Boots.
And then my first Spanish concert was Tito Puente and Celia Cruz.
Wow, yeah. That's a good
one. Together. It was crazy.
Yeah.
It was nuts. We're salsa dancing all night.
Really? Mine was Donnie and Marie Osmond.
That's crazy.
And I was probably 5 years old, and my parents took me to see the Osmonds, and I remember getting a poster of the Osmond brothers who opened up for them, had them on my wall next to Bruce Lee and Heather Thomas.
Nice.
Wow.
What about you, Heidi, first concert?
I don't want to play.
Why not?
Because I saw Milli Vanilli twice.
Hey! Oh, twice. Oh, my God.
Don't forget my number.
I'm in love with you, girl, because you're on my mind. They have this stupid little dance, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, don't be kidding. You're older than that. Your first concert was Stick on Rock.
Hey.
All right, there are a lot of actors who have played twins on screen. The craziest set of twins, probably off the top, Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito.
Well, come on.
That was great. They look
I don't think they mean they played their own fraternal twin. I think they played their own identical twin on screen.
Well, you're not wrong. So if you want your twin to look like you, a lot of times in Hollywood, you got to play the part yourself. So I thought it would be fun to look back at some actors who played their own twin.
Cool.
See if you remember these. If you watch the TV show Friends, you know that Lisa Kudrow played her own twin sister, Ursula.
And
my favorite part about that was Ursula was a porn star.
Oh.
And Joey one day was watching porn, and he was
thought it was Phoebe.
Oh my God. And she's like, I've never known.
Yeah, no wonder they're going to reboot that show. I mean, it's classics like that.
Wow.
And everybody remembers Eddie Murphy. He played a whole bunch of characters in The Nutty Professor and The Clumps. But in the movie Bowfinger, he played twins Kit and Jif Ramsey.
Oh, I hated Bowfinger. His character.
It was weird.
I couldn't stand
it. He had the braces.
I'm with you, bro. I'm with you.
Yeah.
And Lindsay Lohan played twins not once but twice in the 1998 version of The Parent Trap, as well as in the 2007 thriller, I Know Who Killed Me. I don't even remember that one.
I don't either.
Don't remember that at all.
Yikes.
And Adam Sandler put a twist on things for a movie called Jack and Jill. He played the character Jack, as well as his twin sister, Jill.
Yikes.
Frank.
It got all the Razzies that year.
Chewy. It's Adam Sandler, but he's just like, he's like,
oh, right.
And he's flipping his hair. Like, it's still Jill. Adam Sandler.
It was horrible. It was bad, bro.
It would have been better if they had called that Tootsie, where he was like, you knew it was Adam Sandler trying to be a woman.
Mm. Yeah.
But no, they tried to pass it off as Jack and Jill. No. I remember Armie Hammer also played his own twin.
Oh, on Social Network.
With that box in the freezer that deodorizes the ice cream.
Oh, the Arm and Hammer.
Oh, that's Arm and Hammer.
Yes.
Actually, he did. What was the movie?
The Social Network.
With the
Social Network.
Yes,
he was the Winklevoss twin.
The Winklevosses. Yeah.
And that was pretty. I thought they were actually twins.
Well, so
he
did a good job.
They did a great job.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yo, it's computer generated. Get out of here. What?
And if one set of twins is
enough.
He was
also the Lone Ranger and Tonto in the movie.
Oh, I didn't know that.
No, don't.
I feel like that's a lie.
That is a lie. That was Johnny Depp as Tonto.
Yeah. Don't believe
it. I felt it. And if one set of twins isn't enough, the movie Big Business had two sets. I loved this movie when I was a kid. It was Bette Midler and Lily Tomlin. They played fraternal twins, but they were really identical twins. They were separated at birth. So there were two Bette Midlers and two Lily Tomlins, but at birth they were separated and raised as fraternal twins.
Love it.
And like, if I remember correctly, like one set was like country bumpkin set, and the other one's more like refined city girl.
Yeah, city girl. Love that.
And you can imagine the comedy that comes from that.
All right, up next, Wendy Williams wants more women bosses, but are kids not a part of the plan? The Atlanta crew would explain after the break.
Dish Nation.
Listen, with everything going on in the world, we all need a break. But why not keep your brain active while you relax? That's why I love the fun puzzle game Best Fiends. It's an oasis of fun that you can take with you everywhere. Plus, you can play with others or you can grab some me time. Either way, Best Fiends is a fun escape from the everyday. Best Fiends keeps me so engaged that I find myself being more competitive with each new level. Best Fiends updates the game monthly with new levels and events so it never gets old. And I love that it doesn't require the internet to play, so my friends, you can literally play anywhere. Best Fiends has thousands of levels already with new levels, events, and characters added every month. It's hours of fun right at your fingertips, and you can even play offline. With over 100 million downloads and tons of five-star reviews, Best Fiends is a must-play. Download Best Fiends free right now on the Apple App Store or on Google Play. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends. Get addicted.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody. Woo! Yes. All right, well, Matthew McConaughey just turned 50 years old.
Wow.
I know, and he has some pretty big plans. Now, if you're not aware, he's not just an Oscar winner, he's also a professor. Yes, Matthew McConaughey is a professor at the University of Texas and quite active in the community. So when the question came about of him running for office, this is what he said. He says, I don't know, I wouldn't be interested in a political position if it would cut off access to what I believe in on the other side as well, but I just turned 50. So Matthew McConaughey is president?
Maybe.
I say at this point.
Do you know who Matthew McConaughey's favorite president is?
Here we go.
I don't.
Lincoln.
No, oh, I see what you did
see,
there.
He does the Lincoln commercials.
Mm-hmm, yes, I know.
Thank God that was an easy one. I thought you guys were good at games.
We usually are, but we weren't aware. We were playing one. But I could see him as president. I mean, I think at this point.
I could see a bag of flour as the president. That's where we're at.
Well, exactly.
Is he going to have time to be president? Because he has some big plans that I don't think he's revealed to his wife. Yeah, he confessed at the History Talks Leadership and Legacy event that he wants more kids with his wife, Camila Alves. Now, they already have, I think, three. And he said, I want eight more.
Wow.
Eight more?
He said,
yo.
Well, I'm not going to do it, Matthew
McConaughey. I think you should, Brandon. That was good.
More kids. There's just one problem with that. My wife's not on the same page.
Oh, yeah.
So eight on top, not just five?
Eight more. He has three now, eight more, so they have 11 kids.
I think he's got two boys and a girl. I know he's got one of each at least. So it's like, I think once you have that, you're good to go.
Once you have a wife that looks like that, you'll take any opportunity you can to get her pregnant.
All right, well, moving on. A lot of times you hear about women practicing celibacy, but very rarely do you hear a guy going cold turkey. Have you ever, Frank?
No, not by choice.
Okay. What about you, Heidi?
Yes. Well, again, not by choice.
Okay.
Think about it.
Well, in a recent interview with Britain's The Sunday Times, Orlando Bloom revealed that he was 6 months celibate before meeting his fiancée, Katy Perry.
Wow.
So what was the motivation there? Because was she a virgin? She was like Kim of a Christian background.
No.
She was married to Russell Brand, yeah.
And he wanted her test results to come back after Russell Brand.
Oh, wait.
Oh, wow. Chill out, Frank. And his friend recommended that he become abstinent. And he claims his friend told him, if you want to be serious about a relationship, go celibate for a few months and figure it out. Orlando added, I was going just for 3 months, but I was really enjoying the way I was relating to women and to the feminine side within myself.
Oh, damn. I have no interest in getting there.
You don't? Why? Why not?
You couldn't handle it.
I like
it.
Understanding men and the masculine side of myself. And the pursuit. I like enjoy being a man. I don't need to be celibate so I can be on their level.
Wouldn't you want to know what your woman or women are going through so you can relate more so you can understand?
No. I think it's all horse.
Thinks ignorance is bliss. In a way, for Katy Perry, I think their first time must have been not great. Because 6 months he hasn't had sex, then he finally has sex, and it's like, yeah. Sorry.
Wait. So when you're celibate, are you not doing anything else to kind of get yourself there? Or are you like,
I think celibate.
You're not touching. You're not doing anything.
You know, she'd come out in a neck brace, bruh.
I mean, I've always heard, you know, use it or lose it. I'd be afraid to go 6 months, and all of a sudden I'm there with Katy Perry, and, you know, we forgot. The wiring has shifted to other places.
I think you'll be okay.
He don't like me. She's sucking a lollipop. Like, no, he likes likes you.
He likes you. He really likes you.
He really likes you. You'll see fireworks in a second, I swear to God.
Up next, find out which celebs are related to each other and also what Giselle and Tom Brady's son is giving up for his birthday. We're going to have that for you after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yeah. What's
up? Now, there's a lot of stars in Hollywood that are related, and when they have the same last name, it's kind of easy to figure it out.
Yeah. Right.
But there's a few who you might not know about, so I thought it'd be fun to look at some of those. So let's talk about Beanie Feldstein. Now, she's kind of new on the scene. She started the movie Booksmart last year, but I bet you didn't know who her brother is.
Who?
No.
Jonah Hill.
What?
Yep, they got the same parents, but Jonah uses his middle name, Hill, as his last name, so it throws a lot of people off.
Oh, wow. That's cute.
Yeah. But when you see them together, they'd be like, oh, yeah.
They favor. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Now, when you think of Al Roker, you know, you think rock star, right?
No. Yeah.
No, exactly not.
No.
Definitely not. It's not the first thing that comes to mind. Yeah, weather and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, guess what? He's related to one. Our second cousin is Lenny Kravitz.
Really?
Oh.
See, Lenny's mom was Roxy Roper, who played Helen on the Jeffersons.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And she was Al's first cousin.
Oh, I loved cute. Helen.
Me too, honey. Bless
and I love Lenny. His
lady
fine
still
ass.
Love Lenny.
Yes.
Now, everybody knows that Elle Fanning and Dakota Fanning are related. That's pretty easy. They're sisters, right? But check this out. They're both distant cousins of Kate Middleton.
Wow.
They're distant royal folks.
Yeah, distant cousins, so they're not kin.
Well, all three of them are descendants of King Edward I, who was the king of England from 1272 to 1307.
Oh, jeez.
Who knew they was keeping records back
then? Thank you.
Okay.
Now, this one's kind of cool. Now, Tom Hanks, he recently played Mr. Rogers in A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood biopic, but that's not the only connection.
What?
Turns out Fred, a.k.a. Mr. Rogers, is Tom's sixth cousin, and Tom didn't even know that when he took the role.
Wow.
But when you put the pictures of them two, like, together,
no,
the resemblance is uncanny.
They do favor. Yeah. Even when he came out with the movie, I was like, wow, he kind of favors him a lot.
Yeah. I wonder who I often wonder. You just always relate to Isaac Hayes. He's my sixth cousin's cousin.
Oh.
So we have the same last name, but
if you grew the beard, you would just give it a run. Just give it a run one time.
Yeah, right.
Digital, throw a beard on this man.
Isaac Hayes.
Okay, y'all, supermodel Giselle and her husband, Tom Brady, are teaching their kids to care about the environment, and their son, Benjamin, who's 10 years old, has really taken the lessons to heart, so much that he's giving up his birthday presents. What?
Oh.
So Giselle explained, for the past couple of years, he decided that he did not want presents from his friends at his birthday party. Instead, he would like if they could donate to organizations that help endangered species.
The kid's probably, like, spoiled in real life and gets wherever
and get
you want.
Everything. Exactly. On every day, not just his birthday. So when it's time for his birthday, he's like, we don't want those. Y'all go ahead and just donate them.
His birthday is typically what he gets every day with cake.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
That'll never happen at my house.
Why?
Because give them my presents, huh? The kids give them their presents. You know that don't happen too much.
In the humble areas.
You want yours.
That's right. Give me all my
You want your special day to be your special day.
Yeah, you giving away your kids, your gifts?
No.
Me either.
No, not at all.
Me either.
I want mine.
I want mine,
too. My birthday is too close to Christmas. I want mine.
Okay.
Up next, this actress has one thing she'd change about her wedding. L.A.'s going to tell you who and what after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody.
Hello.
All right, when getting married, the nuptials are important,
yeah.
Obviously.
You think? Are they?
I think they're important, but I think in second place there are the pictures. Wedding pictures got to be good.
Yeah.
And I think they're almost just as important as the nuptials. And Emily Blunt, who will be married for 10 years in July to John Krasinski, coming up on a decade, she recently sat down with James Corden and was asked what was the one thing she would change about her wedding day. Take a look.
You had what I consider to be a spectacular, gorgeous wedding.
Yes.
You did it in Italy. Is there anything when you look back, would you change about that time.
I got a bad spray tan, and I would probably change that, because I think I look at the pictures and it just has an orange hue that is unnatural to... Wow.
Wearing white as
wearing
well.
Wearing white.
You fool.
Just seeping
sort
orange.
Sort of tangerine,
it.
Tangerine.
Oh, yeah. Terrible. Yes. Yeah, it was terrible.
You know you're going to get photos taken when you're going to your wedding, so
yes.
You want to have a nice little healthy
little
color
glow.
On you, but
right.
Orange, that's one thing you don't skimp on.
Mm-hmm.
On your wedding day is the makeup and the hair.
That's right. Whatever the artist is charging, pay full price.
Yeah. Is there anything that you can look back on your wedding day and say you'd do it over?
Well, I will say the dress I ended up wearing was beautiful, but I was so nervous about not finding a dress that I had 5 wedding dresses that I bought.
Wow, Heidi.
Because I got nervous that I couldn't find the right one, and then I finally
find
found...
or fit in?
Frank.
Now, Frank, I think I may know your answer, but what is the one regret you have about your wedding day?
Showing up.
Yeah!
If I go back in time.
Wait, but you've had 2, so which one?
Both.
Pretty much both. I mean, it's, yeah.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.